The Blue Jays take down Dickinson in straight sets, and the Jamestown High School football team is set to open up Raleigh-Greenough Field. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. The Jamestown High School volleyball team continued its dominant start to the season on Thursday night with a sweep 25-14, 25-22, and 25-13 against Dickinson. While the middle set saw errors that allowed Dickinson to stay in the match, it was the serving in sets 1 and 3 that pushed the Jays over the edge. McKenna Nold recorded two service aces in set 1, and Jamestown as a team had 5 aces in a very first quick set victory. Nold finished the match with 5 service aces and a kill, and 3 other Blue Jays had at least 1 ace on the evening, including Riley Joseph, who had 3. Joseph led Jamestown on an 11-0 run from the service line to start set 3 and put the Jays ahead 11-1. The attacking from Jamestown was spread out across the board for the entire match as well, as Bernadette Newman and Hunter Peterson each ended the match with 8 kills. Katie Falk tallied 6 more, and Haley Hawkinson recorded 5 kills in the win for the Blue Jays. Annie Nobway led Jamestown up front with 3 blocks. The Blue Jays improved to 8-1 overall on the season and 2-0 in the WDA. Jamestown will take on Bismarck Legacy next Thursday at 7 p.m. The Jamestown High School football team is set to open up Raleigh-Greenough Field tonight at 7 p.m. as the Blue Jays take on Turtle Mountain in week 2 of the season. We will be live at the beautiful Charlotte and Gordon Hansen starting at 4 o'clock today for a pregame Rover party. You can listen to the full game tonight between Jamestown and Turtle Mountain on Jamestown 107.1 and also streaming live at NewsDakota.com. You can stay up to date with everything happening in local sports over at NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.